The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's National Pet Day, and according to petinsurance.ie, 10% of pets have a social media account, 12% buy clothes for their pet, and 97% of owners say their pet is extremely important in their lives. And the Allianz Pet Project say April is the riskiest month for pets, and they're highlighting the importance of pet insurance to alleviate potential financial stress. Now, Henry McKinney's been out and about. He travelled to Kinnegad. He spent time at Park Pets Veterinary Clinic, and he visited a dog park in Ardgillan.
Good morning. My name is Fionnuala Fallon, and I'm a principal in Park Pets Veterinary Clinic, Kinnegad. I got involved in the Allianz Pet Project, which is a campaign to highlight how important it is to have pet insurance if possible. So one of my clients was approached by Allianz, and their little cat had been involved in a road traffic accident. So I feel that really the relief and the reassurance for people when they're presented with a crisis or an emergency, a large medical or a surgical bill, really in this day and age, people do want the best for their pets. And I do think it allows us to give the best possible medical and surgical treatment if insurance will cover the bill.
When we take April, why is April a dangerous time for pets? And what are you seeing here in your veterinary surgery?
We would say in veterinary that we're quieter over the winter. And the minute the sun starts to shine and the beautiful weather this week and everything's warming up, we see an increased footfall in general into practice. Reasons would be people are just out and about. You know, they're exploring, they're going to new areas. Pets get involved in little accidents. They can sometimes, particularly if they're off lead, if they're going to new areas, they might run in undergrowth. We'd see things with thorns. And also then, really, I would say in my clinic, about 20% of my caseload would be skin, believe it or not. So pollens and molds, inhaled allergens in April and May when the flowers are starting to open is a huge issue. And we see pets presenting with ear problems and itching feet. And actually, in terms of insurance, I would actually rate chronic skin problems as one of the most costly things for my clients.
You have a pug. Tell us about the pug.
The pug, his name is Rufus. He's 7 years old. He's definitely my best friend. Can't go anywhere without him. He follows me everywhere. Lost without him. He's great. I have two teenage kids. He's great with them. The wife loves him. My mother, who hated dogs for years, absolutely loves him.
And would he be your fur baby?
Definitely, without a doubt. Do you hear him breathing there?
I can. Yeah. Hello, and what's he called?
He's called Rufus.
Rufus.
So they do make a kind of snorting sound, don't they?
They do, pugs? Yeah. It's to do with their noses, and also there what they do is because they're small dogs, and to put a bit of fear into bigger dogs, they sometimes snort a bit and make that breathing sound to try to scare dogs off. That's their way of, because their bark isn't intimidating enough.
I see. Yeah. Is your pet basically an extension of the family? Is he a part of your family?
Oh, without doubt, without doubt. I haven't been on holiday since 2019. Well, my wife and kids have, but I haven't gone anywhere because I'll only go somewhere if I can bring them. And when I went on holidays a few years back, I went to an Airbnb down in Dingle, but made sure that they allowed animals. So I won't go anywhere without
them. So you really love them?
Love them to bits. Lost without them.
How often do you walk your dog?
Generally try to walk them three times a day. First early in the morning, early afternoon, and then in the evening time as well.
Wow, and you're just back from a hardware store and you notice something different.
Yes, I was in Arrow and Balbriggan there, and up where they have all their cushions and summer gear and all, massive section for pet, all toys, cushions and all. But I understand why, because I'm the worst myself.
Were you tempted? To get something?
Fairly tempted. And my mother, who didn't like dogs until a few years ago, wanted to buy him something, but I said no, he has enough. He's about 10 or 12 little cuddly toys at home, so I said that's enough.
Does Rufus have a sixth sense?
Oh, without doubt. I think he's not the only one. All dogs have. They sense when they're in bad form, or when my kid Holly was younger, if she was a bit nervous about something, he'd go up and cuddle her and keep close. They definitely have. They know how kids are feeling and how adults feel if they're not feeling right, and they know they're real calming on them as well.
Tell me about your dogs.
Oh, they're great. They're great. I love them. I have them now about 5 years.
And you've a Maltese and a...
A Maltese and a cross between a Brewer Terrier and a Maltese. So they're best friends and can't do without them.
Would you buy clothes for your pet? Somebody just shouted Bono. So there's a Bono dog amongst us here.
Oh, no. This is Harry and Sally.
Would your partner?
Yeah, she has bought them some coats for the winter.
So one is mine, one is my friend's. I've Juno and Bono. Juno is two. Why do I love them? They're great company. They're so good natured. Juno in particular is just a big ball of love.
And he's a Labrador?
He's a Labrador crossed with a foxhound.
Oh, wow.
I know, he doesn't look very foxhoundy. And obviously, Bono is a border. They're just good natured. They're good fun. They're company. My kids love them. They definitely added value to our family.
They added value?
Oh, they did. My kids just thoroughly enjoy them. They're teenagers. One of them's 20. They're teenagers. And you can see them kind of become a little bit more childish when they're around the dogs. You know, they'll hug them, they'll kiss them, they'll tell them that they love them.
And do you have pet insurance?
No. No, I don't. I should, shouldn't I?
So when something big happens, you just have to pay out?
I just have to pay out, yeah. But I had dogs growing up, nothing big happened.
Well, my name is Mary Price and I'm here in Ardgillan Park with my dog, Betsy. Betsy is 11 and she's a golden retriever and she is part of the family. But I don't buy clothes for her.
You wouldn't buy clothes?
No.
So Betsy is a part of the family.
She is, yeah.
And how many hours a week would you be exercising, Betsy?
Oh, dear God, a lot. 2 to 3 a day.
And how did you decide on the name Betsy?
Well, you laugh when I tell you this. She had a previous owner for a year and they called her Pepsi. And I said, oh, I can't call a dog Pepsi.
That'd be a nice name.
Pepsi? Oh, no. Absolutely not. Anyway, I said, I just changed it to Betsy. And I just changed it to Betsy and she didn't even notice.
I'm Maria and this is Benji and this is Ned, whose current owner is in South Korea on holidays, our daughter. So we have a 2-for-1 deal. And they're part of the family, but we don't buy clothes for our pets.
And do you have a social media account for them?
No.
And why do you think so many people do?
Because they think they're lonely.
Mom and Dad would walk them twice a day.
Twice or three times. Yeah. You really do try and get them out.
Well, it's to get me out as well.
And they're beautiful. What breed are they again?
Beagle.
They're beagle.
Mm-hmm.
And they're lovely. So they love being out in this?
Love being out. Love sniffing. Want to be out all the time. But we live in the town. So we make sure that they're out all the time.
Are they your best friend?
No.
You have human best friends?
I hope so. I did.
Would you treat them like family?
Yes. They're spoilt.
Yeah, they are spoilt. Yes. Our children went and left us and now we have our dogs.
And they've replaced them?
Not really, no.
Hi,
they don't talk back and they don't cost as much as children.
Today is National Pet Day. Does it surprise you that 1 in 10 Irish pets have their own social media profile?
Absolutely does not. And I would say among my clients, it's probably running more like 85 to 90% of them.
Really?
They are obsessed. And so are we. And we have our own Facebook page, which is extremely popular. We've got about 20,000 followers. And we regularly post our clients' pets ourselves. You know, they're fun. They're interesting. People love educational stuff. Anything to do with, you know, the cases, our cases behind the scenes. People love to follow those. So, yeah, if you see, actually, I do think most people search cats, don't they, online, when we could access any kind of anything from libraries worldwide, we could learn Latin, but no, we're all there looking at cats, you know, in the morning or little hats on them or whatever people are doing.
She's a cockapoo. Her name is Harper. My name is Leanne Murphy. And
hello, Harper.
She loves talking all day long. Yeah. She loves park and she loves the beach, especially the beach.
And there she goes. And why do you think 1 in 10 pet owners have a social media page dedicated to their pet?
I think it's because people love their pets more these days. And like having dogs is part of the fabric of our society and culture. That social media is just an extension of that.
It's a beautiful animal. Is the dog a part of your family?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. She goes nearly everywhere with us. There should be more restaurants that you can bring your pets.
Animal.
Yeah, but there's none around, so that's kind of a sad part of it.
When we take our pets, when we take our dogs, for instance, And I'm noticing you're wearing a beautiful outfit. I just noticed you've got a Scotty dog all over it on the pattern. How have animals changed? Have they changed with us humans?
I do believe that particularly dogs are going through what I would say is a third phase of evolution. So we do know, you know, the wild dog was domesticated. So to do that, they had to actually lose their fundamental fear of humans. And actually, that's a biological change at a fundamental level. They then went through a long phase of being useful to us. So they were working for us. They were herding. They were retrieving. They were property protecting. And so they had to have a fear of strangers would have been a key thing. And they had to have a work ethic. Now what we're seeing is they're adapting to us. So we've become more sedentary. We've become more urbanized. And they need to learn to actually be more of a companion. They need to be more friendly. And actually, that has changed their biology. And there is a hormone called oxytocin, which is, you know, the bonding hormone. And their oxytocin has increased. And the particular one that we would see is the assistance dog. You know, the guidance for the blind, and some of them, you know, for some of our gorgeous autistic kids or special needs, those dogs are the most highly evolved because they're the most in touch with us.
And is this why we are buying clothes for our pets? And the fact that pets are even sometimes called a fur baby, and they're our best friends, according to the survey.
Well, that's very true, although I'm not sure that's a totally recent phenomenon. For example, you know, the predecessor of the pug was a Chinese Hanna dog, and also related to the Pekingese, and those dogs were the very first lap dog. They were actually bred to sit on the Chinese emperor's lap.
They were bred to sit.
They were bred to sit. And we believe it was the Buddhists in Tibet that presented them to the emperor as a gift. And so they were a fashion accessory way back in about 1100 BC. So it's not a recent thing that people really love to have them as a companion.
And we've got a beautiful animal here. Who's this?
This is Milo, and he is one of our most treasured dogs that come to see us. He's been coming to us for years. We're open here in Kinnegad about 10 years, Henry, and I'm an independent vet, and so we provide a wide array of services. We don't use much referral work. So Milo has unfortunately had some spinal issues in the past. He has actually, you know, had spinal surgery, which when insurance has evolved, you know, it's really great to be able to refer. We can send dogs for MRI, we can send dogs for CT. We've got, you know, surgical specialists. So Milo is sadly going through a little period where his back is an issue again. We may be sending him for an MRI later today. I'm going to have a case conference with his owner at about 10 o'clock and we'll make some decisions regarding his care.
Hello, Milo. How are you? How are you? Beautiful thing. I look at you just in there, just keeping yourself to yourself.
Vet Fionnuala Fallon on National Pet Day, finishing up Henry McKean's report.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.